Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with the cinnamon. Love Earth Tour. Down by the July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Let's stay with the University of Utah. Had a chance to chat with Jim Harding. Now let's switch over to the defensive side. Colton Swan, the pride of Jerome High School, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing really well.
We're doing so well, man. This has been awesome to follow your linebackers and just kind of give us an overall view of this linebacker room that you've put together for the 2024 season.
Well, I've had, I've got four guys that, were coming into this spring with experience. Guys that played last year, so a lot of depth. I got two guys back from missions. They had reps before they left on a mission, and then I brought in two high school kids that, should be at the senior prom right now. So graduated early and came back graduated early and came up here and decided to, advance their play and get some extra months in. So it's been good from a depth standpoint as far as a linebacker position.
You know, whether it's at Utah or Weber State, you've dealt with missionaries. Is there like a rule of thumb on it's going to take a kid X amount of time to get ready to go? Or is it just every kid's a little different in that regard?
I would say every kid's a little bit different. With my two guys, Moroni and I and Trey Reynolds, that came back off their missions, they're so physically talented. Their physical skill set is through the roof. It's almost as if they got back off their mission. I'm like, geez, did you guys even go? Or did you guys just push cars the whole time on your mission? I mean, it was unbelievable how the skill set or the build that they were in coming back, because, taking a 2-year hiatus can be taxing on the body. And when you're, asking to compete at a physical level and put those rigors on your body, it can be strenuous. But these two guys have handled it really well.
The Gold Gym South mission.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if Coach Swan has the ability to call a mission president and say either one of them on a bike or walking or pushing
a car.
Yeah,
right. One of the three. They don't get a ride in the car. They have to push the car.
Yeah.
Put the members in it, the prospective members, and push them to the war. Coach, I wanted to talk a little bit about Levani DeMooney. Some bad news coming down during spring ball. How bad does that hurt your room and your overall thoughts on Levani?
Well, it's unfortunate. You lose a really good player like Levani. I think that hurts any room. He's a very impactful type of player. Great young man. I feel obviously horrible for him and his family, but, he's a great kid, and he's going to keep a good head on, and hopefully, something will work out for him in the future at whatever he, decides to do. But from a depth standpoint, we've been, like I said, going into the spring, we've been deep, and, it's caused a few of the other guys to have to step up. Sione Fotu has been a guy that's proven, whether it was clear back in 2020 when he was here in the COVID year with Nephi Sewell and Devin Lloyd starting as a true freshman and, coming back off his mission last year, he ran out there against Florida in the very first game and showcased his talents. And he's a guy that I feel 100% confident in. So, you still got Lander Barton and Kareni Reed and Sione. So those are all guys that you feel comfortable as a coach. And then you bring back return missionaries like Moroni and I and Trey Reynolds. And then you bring in a couple more freshman guys. It's forced guys to step up and kind of own a little bit more of a role. But at the same time, it's comforting to know that you got so many good players.
How is Lander progressing off of that injury?
Good. Yeah, good. I mean, Lander's kind of a proven commodity. He's accrued a lot of reps over the last 2 years here. We know what he can do. Spring is a good time to allow everybody to compete and showcase their talents. And so it's been good for, you know, those two missionary guys to come back and showcase what they're all about. It's been good for Sione Fotu to you know, step up and take that a bigger role. It's also been good for those two high school kids that, you know, graduated early to get a ton of reps. I mean, that's what they came here to do and why they graduated early. So it's been a blessing in disguise, unfortunately, with the injury to Lavani, but it's been good as far as, you know, guys getting reps in the room.
I'll tell you what, Coach Swan, I have to blink a few times and take a look at it and double take on it. Sixth season now at the University of Utah as a linebackers coach, and you've seen talent. You mentioned Francis Bernard, and I remember Muhammad Diabate and Nephi Sewell and Devin Lloyd, your top round draft pick. And what's it like watching these guys progress, excel, and going into the NFL? Is that a sense of pride? Do you feel like it's a son getting drafted or a son signing a new contract? Like, what's that like, seeing all the success and guys move on?
You know what? The best part about it is when they come back and say hi. I mean, I had Nephi Sewell in the office the other day, and that's just the best part of it. When they leave and take off, you don't get to see much of them, and they're kind of in their own world doing their own, you know, season, and we're in ours. But when they come back, man, it's just awesome. There's a little sense of pride, you know. I'm just very grateful and thankful that I got the opportunity to coach such good players. Those guys work hard. They're the idealistic type of linebacker that we're looking for. Guys that are smart, guys that work hard, you know, going to put themselves in good positions to be successful. And that's what it's all about.
Well, Coach, we know we got to cut you loose. We appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck the rest of spring ball, and can't wait to get things going in the fall.
Excited to see you, Coach.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Take care.
You got it. There he is, Colton Swan.
The pride of Jerome High.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.